Abby, apúrate, starting.
Ya voy, espérate. Bienvenidos to our podcast with your hosts, Abigail Isarraraz.
And Jasmine Michaca. We'll bring in that flavor, that spice, and everything nice.
Okay, so this is our first podcast. So exciting.
It definitely is, and we're actually really excited to start this. We had this idea like a long time ago, and it's like really exciting to see it come through and come to life.
Yeah, now that we have like a bunch of free time, we're like, let's just start it. Why not? See where it goes. Even if our audience is just like our friends, we're fine with that. You probably don't get annoyed of our voice.
So we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves. My name is Jasmine Michaca. I am 18 years old. I'm from North Cal, Sonoma County, to be exact. 45 minutes from San Francisco, if you guys mainly just know the city. I am Oaxaqueña because our podcast is mainly centered on us being Latina women and being daughters of immigrant parents. My parents are from Oaxaca, a small town called Mariscala de Juarez, Oaxaca, Huapan. And, yeah, I think that really tells a lot about me, you know, being a first-generation student and being a daughter of immigrant parents. My zodiac sign, if you guys are interested, is an Aries. I think I really hone into my Aries, you know, spirit, and I really am an Aries, I think in a lot of ways. I am going to Cal Poly State University, Cal Poly SLO in San Luis Obispo, and I'm really excited to start my career path there. It is nerve-wracking, but hopefully our audience is high school students, Latina women, or college students, and we definitely are excited to see if we have some college student viewers. Some hobbies of mine are, I'm a movie junkie. I love movies. My favorite movie is BlacKkKlansman, if you guys are interested. I also love picnics. I love going to the beach, long drives, just blasting music and going crazy. My favorite artist is Bad Bunny. You already know. Yo pereo sola. Okay. I'm going to hand it over to Abby. She's definitely different than me, and I think a lot of people are going to like her.
Thank you, Jasmine, for that transition. My name is Abigail Isarraraz. I'm 17 years old, and I do have a late birthday, which kind of sucks. But I'm also from Santa Rosa, well, Sonoma County, California. I am Mexican-American. My parents came from Guanajuato, Mexico. So if y'all are from Guanajuato, shout out to you guys, because our food be good. My zodiac sign is a Virgo, kind of like opposite to Jasmine's airy self.
Yeah, Abby has like that fairy kind of vibe to her.
And I'm going to Sonoma State to become an elementary teacher.
Very Virgo.
Very Virgo of me. Some of my hobbies include writing and going on picnics too, which kind of inspired the name Picnic Chisme. We were originally going to go with Picnic Chats, but we're like, that sounds kind of like not us. Like, we need
we wanted to bring in that flavor, you know? And by our title, you can definitely tell we're Latino. So we definitely wanted to bring in that Latino population.
Definitely. And going with that, we want to kind of transition to how we even met. Like, how an Aries and a Virgo became besties.
Because our personalities are so different, but we complement each other in so many ways, and I think that's why we're the best duo to do this podcast.
Yeah, so we met in eighth grade in middle school.
You were in drama class.
Yeah, and she would always come visit us. Well, me and my other friends.
Yeah, because we would be doing these skits and these dances, and it would be really fun to watch. It was a TA period, and I was just really bored. And my first impression of Abby was that she was really quiet, but definitely over the years she has opened up, and she's really flamboyant and sassy and more talkative than I had imagined.
Yeah, my first impression of Jasmine was that she was really fun and outgoing. I was kind of like low-key intimidated by her, because I was like, this girl is crazy. She's so talkative, but she's always made me feel very comfortable with her and very like I can be myself. So I feel like that's why our friendship is like going strong. For how many years?
For like six.
For almost. Like 6 years. Can you guys believe that? And like more to come. Mm-hmm. You know. And hopefully this podcast not only like, yeah, reaches out to people, but grows our friendship stronger. Definitely. So talking about friendship, we also have other friends that we're kind of like in a group with. The girlies, you can call them.
Yeah. You know how that there's a rumor or a misconception that you start off with a big group in freshman year and you slowly start getting smaller and smaller? Nope, it's just been us. Wendy, Abby, Nayeli, Cecilia, Sabrina, and me. We've been strong. And more years to come, you know? We're going to be stronger than ever. So we started off this podcast. We've had like the motivation, and we really wanted to do this a long time ago, but we just decided to start it now. You know, there's nothing to lose. It's coronavirus season and more months in quarantine, and also the political climate right now, I think, will bring a lot of topics for us to discuss. And as people of color, I think we have a lot of input and information we can share with the world.
So yeah, we were obviously very busy with school, and now that we're kind of on this little break, and Jasmine's staying for the fall semester, which is so exciting. You know, she was going to leave me at first. I was like, you're not going anywhere. So she's staying with us for a little bit of time, so we wanted to take advantage of, you know, the time that we have off. So we're currently in a political climate that's kind of difficult, and you know, it's always been very difficult, but with the whole Black Lives Matter situation, I think it's important to bring it up and not just kind of hide it
and not talk about it, you know?
Yeah,
because it's definitely something that we need to talk about as Latinos. There has been this division between Latinos and Black people that I've seen mostly on social media, because I really haven't seen it in person. I think I mostly see this kind of stuff through social media. It's disturbing and actually saddening to see that there's a division in between these two races and not unity and love for each other, because we're both people of color that have struggled. But as Latinos, we need to understand that what Black people have gone through is much worse and much like more sad than we have gone through, you know?
Yeah, definitely defining and understanding the anti-Blackness in the Latinx community, and how there shouldn't be a division. We know that we have struggles. There's no denying that we have oppression and discrimination towards our culture and ethnicity, but it shouldn't erase the issues in Black communities.
So we want to kind of transition into a mini Q&A. After we already discussed this, we want to do a mini Q&A so our viewers can get to know us a little bit better. Some of these questions are a little more thought-provoking, and some of them are just more silly and, you know, easy, fun questions. So our first question is, what is your favorite place on Earth? Abby, go.
I would definitely say my favorite place on Earth, I think I have two, either Disneyland, because it's like the happiest place on Earth. It's so fun. It just makes me feel like a kid again, and I can't wait to go back after, you know, COVID-19 ends. But my second favorite place is my room, just because it's like my little safe space where I can be myself and do all the things that I love to do and have some alone time, you know, like hide from the world for a bit, if you could say.
My favorite place on Earth is the movie theaters. It's really sad that they're closed right now, but as I've mentioned before, I am a really big movie junkie, and the movie theater setting is a place where I get just to immerse myself into a different world. I get to live inside the character's world and just leave behind maybe the struggles and difficulties that I may be living in my current life through, you know, a movie, and definitely the quiet atmosphere. And I love when a movie theater is empty. That's just like the best, like, situation to be in. I think a lot of people would like that, right? Another place that I really love is outside of my house. There's like this big tree, and it like provides so much shade. And
which we're on right now.
Yeah, and we're having a picnic. We have a blanket laid out and 3 different kinds of hot Cheetos. And it just provides so much shade. And I go out here and I read, or I go on my phone. I scroll through TikTok and social media. It's really quiet for me, and a place for me to just, you know, vibe, definitely.
Vibe is a perfect word for how we are right now. Like, it's sunny, but under shade, and we're just, like, chilling. So, one of our questions is, what's your toughest obstacle?
So, the toughest obstacle I've had to endure, it reminds me of... It brings me back to senior year, which I just finished, but last semester during fall, I was in AP Economics, and I came into that class feeling confident, but slowly that was deteriorating, and my mental health was also deteriorating just because I felt that I was the only person of color, and I really was. The classroom was full of white people, and I felt intimidated by my white peers, and it's not their fault. I think it has to do with this long strain and history of oppression, where I felt that I was not meant to be in the classroom. I was not smart enough. I felt dumb, and I was not confident myself. You know, being in AP Economics, you're expected to be smarter than the rest of the school, right? You're expected to be on that same intelligence level as the rest of your peers. But whenever there would be questions, I would be the only one asking them. And the rest of my peers seemed to have to know all the answers, and I just felt dumb. It wasn't an environment that I like to be in. And I think a lot of Latinos and people of color can relate to this. And it's just been an obstacle that I've had to go through. And hopefully, over the years, I won't have to go through. But, you know, It's inevitable. Definitely.
I would say my biggest obstacle was probably trying to make my parents proud. And that's something that's like kind of ongoing, and I feel like something that will never really stop for me, because as much as I want to make myself proud, there's always like this constant voice in the back of my head that I have to kind of live up to my parents' expectations. And they're not really strict with me or get mad when I do something, but it's like
I feel like you owe them.
I feel like I owe them, yeah.
And I feel like a lot of Latinos can relate to this, you know, the feeling that we're indebted to our parents, mm-hmm. because they definitely risk their lives, yeah. for us to have a better life.
Yeah, they sacrificed a lot, and my goal is kind of just do the best that I can. And there's a truck coming. It's okay. doing the best that I can, whether it be like academically or like in my home life. And when I do make like mistakes, like, I don't know, failing a test or doing something that I'm not supposed to, it kind of like takes a toll on myself and on my thoughts, and just kind of like makes me feel like I'm not enough. And yeah, it's just something that I have to learn to deal with, and I have to learn to kind of help.
Yeah, because we're going to fail at life, yeah. many times, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not something... We're not going to be successful at life. Yeah. No one is.
So it's good that we're aware that we're going to come across, you know, failure. But it's not as simple as it seems, mm-hmm. to kind of just switch your mind into thinking something.
Okay, so our next question is... Who's your inspiration? Okay, this is really tough. Yeah. I feel like there's always that generic answer that people say. But I think for me, mostly it's my mom. You know, she had a dream of being a lawyer. but she only had first grade education, and she was thrown into adulthood really early because she had to fend for her parents, make money for her, her brothers and sisters, and so she definitely is my inspiration. I want to create a better life for her. You know, because as Abby had mentioned with the previous question, I do feel like she has sacrificed so much for me, and I want to be able to give back a little happiness and assurance that her risk wasn't for nothing.
Like Jasmine, I think my biggest inspirations are my parents. Like I said, like, they left so much behind. Like, I sometimes think about leaving my childhood friends, leaving my parents, leaving my family, leaving the only thing that I know of, and just coming into this world, into another world, I guess you can say, where you're not familiar with anything at all. And so just knowing the circumstances, I think that's why they're my biggest inspiration. They're just like hardworking people, and people who won't take no for an answer, especially when they have a goal. I'd like to emphasize my dad because he does work from like 9 a.m. to, I'd say, 10 p.m. Literally the whole day, and only has one day off. And it's not even the full day. It's just his night shifts where he has off. So he has worked a lot. And knowing that someone like him exists is really empowering to me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd say they're my biggest inspiration. So our next question is, if you could tell your freshman self one thing, what would it be?
Start thinking about college early. Just do it, girl. Start looking up scholarships. Start deciding where you want to go to college. Start thinking about what you want to do with your life. But don't stress yourself out about it, because I know some people that go through life and they're probably in college right now and they don't know what they're going to do with their lives. And that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But just start thinking about it. Take it more seriously, because even right now, it just feels like kind of like a fairy tale that I'm going to be going off to college when I really have no clue what it's about and what I'm getting thrown into.
I would say stop stressing over little things that don't matter. This is like so big for me because I tend to be a very stressed out person just naturally. I stress out over the little things, but not thinking about it, like, I stress out about things that don't even matter to me right now. Like, whether it be academically, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, don't worry about things, but there are some things that, you know, didn't matter.
Abby stresses a lot and I don't stress at all, which is kind of bad because I need to get a move on things.
Yeah, but then again, that's how we balance each other, you know? She stresses and, I mean, I stress and she doesn't. So we kind of just tell ourselves, like, calm down. Or you should probably start worrying about this before it's too late. So, yeah, I think also maybe get more involved. I feel like it wasn't until my senior year when I started to get more involved in school with Latinos Unidos, which we'll talk about more later, but I wasn't very spirited, which, and now with the coronavirus, like, it really made me shift my way of thinking. I used to think it was, like, uncool to be spirited, to dress up for days and, like, just kind of have fun. I feel like I took school a little bit too seriously sometimes, which there should be a balance, definitely. But I feel like I learned about that a little too late. So for you young viewers, like, make sure you get involved. Like, it'll just make your high school experience much better.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to make friends with different people. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so scared to make friends with people, non-people of color, like my white peers. Like, I was so intimidated by them. Mm-hmm. But senior year, I just realized that there's nothing to be worried about, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, make friends and start connections with people of all aspects of life. Like, our school was divided by, like, division. Like,
yeah, we had a lot of cliques.
Yeah.
we had the quaddies, which were the super popular boys and girls. You know, they were in football, cheerleading, and they were in student government. Those were the quaddies. Then we had the RQuest students. They're mostly your e-boys and e-girls, you know, those aesthetically pleasing people. They were in fine arts, visual arts, that kind of stuff. And then you had your Latinos. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are some Latinos that were also like in RQuest, and some people that, some Latinos that were also quaddies, but I feel like there was kind of a division. Mm-hmm. And most Latinos would hang out in Miss Zavala's class. Shout out to Miss Zavala. Yeah. If you're listening to this, I hope you are, because I hope you're tuning in.
Yeah. But moral of the story is just branch out, honestly. Make friends with a lot of people, and you'll have so much more fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to be in a certain clique to exist in high school. Like, you can branch out to different people. You can hang out with a group during break and then hang out with another group during lunch. Like, I feel like there's, even with like media, like there's this need to be some sort of aesthetic or hang out with certain people, when it's much funner to talk to anyone that you'd like. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's different. You can learn new things from different people.
Yep. So our next question is, one of your biggest goals for the future? Okay, so we're going off to college, and this is something we definitely think about, because we all envision our future some kind of way. Mm-hmm. And I envision myself happy, and I really just want to be truly happy. It doesn't mean that I have to be rich or I have to be popular or anything like that. I just want to be mentally stable and physically stable, you know. I want to have some kind of schedule, some kind of rhythm in my life. I want to have adventure. I just don't want to be someone that is, okay, so in the United States, we have, people are just hone into the schedule of, you work from a 9-to-5 job, and you come home and you do nothing, and you come home and you do nothing, you know, you go to work, you do nothing after. And I don't want to be like that. I want to travel the world, and definitely my goal is to travel the world, go to different places, learn about different cultures and such.
Yeah, mine is a little similar to Jasmine's too. I would say one of my biggest fears is feeling like I wasted time. This is kind of like a half and half situation, because obviously you're always gonna be in situations where you wasted time. But I feel like time is just so precious, especially when you don't know when your life's gonna end. Well, we're getting a little too deep right now, but it's true. Like, for example, going to school and finishing your bachelor's, but then not doing anything with that degree, I feel like that kind of worries me a little bit, because I don't want to feel like I wasted time. And also, another big fear is when I'm older, feeling like I didn't accomplish a lot, or I didn't venture out. Like Justin said, like, I want to travel the world, I want to see different cultures, meet different people. So that's kind of one of my goals, to make the best out of every second in life. And every moment.
I think we could skip our next question, because that definitely tied into it, because it was biggest fear physically and emotionally. So we should just go into our next question, is what's your favorite movie and shows? It's definitely took a turn, more lighthearted, and, you know. My favorite movie is Black Klansman. I really recommend that movie, mostly with the political climate right now, with the Black Lives Movement. I think you could really learn a lot. And to the non-people of color, I really recommend this movie to you. And my favorite show would definitely be Friends. I love just how funny it is, and just how strong that friend group is, and how they remained strong and happy throughout the years.
Yeah, I would agree. Friends is such a good show. It's like an easy to watch show. especially when you just kind of want to relax, wind down. But my favorite movie is Garden State. If you guys have not watched that, you guys need to watch it. It's kind of like an early 2000s movie. But not to mention, the soundtrack is amazing. It has like Coldplay, it has the Postal Service, like so many good songs. But the movie is just based on this man who kind of spends his whole life not really knowing what's out there. He spent most of his years in like this institution, and now he finally comes out and he like meets a girl, and it's kind of like a romantic movie in a bit, but it's just like one of those movies that makes you feel good, makes you question what you're doing with your life and making sure that everything is worth it. One of my favorite shows is Gilmore Girls. That's like such an early, also 2000s show. It's so cute though. Like at first I was like, okay, this is so slow. I don't understand why people like this, but it's like a feel good show. Another show is Parks and Rec. That show is hilarious. If you guys have not watched that, watch it right now. I feel like The Office ties in with that too. Jasmine's a really big Office
fan. Yeah, I'm a really big Office fan, and there's so many similarities between Parks and Rec and The Office. The same type of dry humor, you know? Mm-hmm. Our next question is, what's your music taste, Abby? She has better music taste than I do.
I wouldn't agree with that, because Jasmine is like, she has a wide variety of music. My music taste is so hard to comply or to define in like a word, but I like all kinds of music, to be honest, like rap, alternative, different music from different decades. It also depends on my mood. Like if I want a more vibey mode, then I'll turn on some R&B. If I want to get turned, then some rap. If I want to relax, then some acoustic, you know? So it definitely depends. I would say some of my favorite artists is like Ariana Grande. Y'all already know.
She's a big Ari stan. Kind of embarrassing. No, I'm just kidding.
It is kind of embarrassing. Like, I'm an Arinator, whatever.
Oh, fun fact. She dressed up as Ari for Halloween. No shame there. She looked good.
That's still something that was, like, I'm still kind of iffy about. Like, okay. Harry Styles. Like, if you want to do, like, a mainstream, Harry Styles is, oh my god. Like, I love. But also, like, indie, I don't know. Just, like, what it depends. Mm-hmm. And we'll switch over to Jasmine. And let me just say something. K-pop. I just exposed her.
Okay, it's not embarrassing to say, because I'm a BTS ARMY. Okay.
No shame in that.
My music taste ranges from K-pop to reggaeton. I go from BTS to like Bad Bunny, you know. But aside from that, I love my Mexican music. I love cumbias. I love banda, norteñas. You already know the vibes. Yo pereo sola. It's all of that. My favorite artist is definitely BTS. They're coming out with a new song in October. So make sure to stream and like.
I didn't even mention Spanish music, like banda, cumbia. That's all like turnt music. I just thought that was kind of implied, but
you already know that we turn up to quinces. We really dance to a variety of music because it's just fun to, as adults, you know, to just like hone into our culture and dance, because Mexican music and Spanish slaps. Music is just slaps. It's just smack. It's just really good. It's beautiful music. Going into music, my celebrity crush is Dylan O'Brien. He's, I feel like, my favorite white boy right now. He's so cute. What about you, Abby?
Like I said, Harry Styles. I literally have a Harry Styles, like, inspired teddy bear. And, like, I'm not gonna say, okay, yeah, Harry Styles is basically the it boy for me. His style.
I think he's America's it boy right now.
Yeah. We're not gonna talk about Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, right. You already know the skin.
Yeah, he's a little canceled right now, so it's okay, always been Harry. But that just concludes our mini Q&A, and I just hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, and we'd like to move on to some favorite memories that we've had together. So you guys know, or kind of get a sense of what our friendship is like.
Me and Abby, I think we can both agree that we weren't the closest in the beginning, but senior year and junior year really changed us, and got us to be closer. This year, senior year, we took JC classes, and our schedule began with us hanging out in school. Then we would go to Joe's Bagel. Abby, what was your order?
A pesto bagel with cream cheese.
And mine was a bagel with cheese cream. How do you say it?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese. And jam and a yerba mate. And we would go to the JC and just lay out in the grass. That was our vibe. That's why it's called Picnic Cheeseman, because that's definitely our thing.
Picnic
every single day.
And share cheeseman.
Okay. That's one of my favorite memories. For some reason, we always remember that.
Yeah, I think, okay, not to, like, say anything, but I think maybe why it's one of our biggest memories is because we didn't drive. We would walk sometimes in the hot heat, and not to mention, like, Jasmine is the fastest walker ever, and I'm the slowest walker ever, so you probably can imagine how that would turn out.
Okay, the reason Abby's really slow, aside from just being naturally slow, she is so much shorter than me. Tell them your height.
I'm 5, just 5.
And I'm 5'5". So my legs literally go so fast. But anyways, that's I think my favorite memory with you. And so, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. It's, maybe we didn't do our best, but I think we had a lot of fun. And
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. Also, like, we should have said this in the beginning, but we're bilingual. So, sometimes, like, the words nos traba. So, yeah. We're like, yeah.
So, like, if you haven't noticed, we have speech problems. We were in ESL for many years in elementary school. So, okay, shout out to those ESL students that didn't know they were in it. But I definitely struggle with that. If you haven't noticed our long pauses, because we have our thoughts, like,
we need to process, okay?
We need to process our thoughts, definitely. And sometimes if we say the wrong words.
You know what we mean.
You know what I mean. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up. And we hope you tune into our next episode of Picnic Cheeseman. There's more content to come. And please don't be afraid to email us with suggestions or topics you'd like us to discuss. Because we definitely want that kind of inspiration. And we really want to talk about topics that you guys are interested in and you guys want to hear from us. Maybe you want to hear more about us, or you want to hear about the world right now. You want us to bring in politics. You want us to bring in love stories, friendship, rivals. I don't know.
Rivals?
Rivalries, friendship problems. Just let us know.
Yeah, and finally, remember to stay hydrated.
Wear your face mask.
Wear your sunscreen.
Don't catch that coronavirus.
Face mask. You already mentioned that. Stay beautiful. Stay woke.
Support that Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, if y'all don't support, should you be listening?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right podcast for you.
And our last remember is que no se les quemen los frijoles.